Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
All right, Christina, here we go.
Okay. Clacker! ¿Cómo se dice Microsoft Excel? Let me try that again. And put my dentures in this time. Clacker. Stop. I ruined the joke with my teeth. Microsoft Excel. We're doing it again. We're doing it again. Okay. Clear?
She's about to start vacuuming.
Handsprings. Here we go. Clacker. Hey, Siri, ¿cómo se dice Microsoft Excel spreadsheet? For butcher shops. The butcher shop edition.
That
oh,
is a,
this bitch.
That is the template that everyone requests.
The butcher shop
me,
edition.
Office person at Staples. Do you have the butcher shop edition of QuickBooks?
For how many flies are allowed on this piece of meat?
Yes, yes, yes. And how many swats do I need to use on this round rump?
And
round
how many,
roast, whatever.
And how many times can I nag my husband about his job before he'll give me a 10-inch dick every single night?
Ever,
and never go to the U.S.
Never go to the U.S.
Yo, it is Toe, because this is Toe.
This is Toe.
Episode 2. What's the name?
So they're doing, I guess, You're the Poet. I don't know what these are called. I don't know if they're like mantras or...
Yeah.
But it's to have peace, there must be strife.
Very
to
Buddhist. To have peace, there must be strife.
Strife.
I think it's not poem. It's
like a, these Buddhists
yeah,
or something.
It's some
what
it's parables.
A parable. Thank you.
Or aphorisms.
Don't know what that means, but good to know.
That's a good,
aphorism. Those, that sounds like a personal
those
problem.
Those get on your plants.
Yeah. Had one of those before. Got it frozen off. Season 4, episode 2. Y'all have come at us about Toe. You're just as excited about it as we are and just as horrified.
Thank y'all all for tuning in
to what?
Last night to or tonight even to our digital worldwide moment.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Piano Cat show.
No.
I was worried.
Thank you. We had so much fun with Mary Payne, which we are definitely not filming this before we do.
No,
it.
We're not filming it before. At all. Oh, when Mary Payne said when she told
another story about Old Miss and her time at the sorority,
and when she actually threw up because we said something so disgusting, and then Ingrid had to come on and fill in.
Yeah,
that was great.
It was fun times.
And then when Ryan Bailey just stuck a dildo up his butt.
Oh, that was something to see.
It was a great show. You missed it.
Yeah.
You didn't sign up on our Linktree link. Sorry.
And when Alyssa Edwards showed up as our special guest.
Back roll.
Yes. I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't. Me neither.
Did not see that
me
one coming.
Me neither. All right. We had a great time. For those of you that missed it, it's up for a week.
So up for a week.
If you want to see Ryan Bailey's butthole, whatever, you've got a week to see it. But then after that. Then after
he
that,
has
it goes
no
away.
Idea what he's signed up for. The phrase, so if you want to see Ryan Bailey's butthole.
That's again when Mary Payne goes, stop, you guys, stop.
Yo, that he is Ryan Bailey from So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. We should make our podcast called Reality Gaze. Starring Reality Gays.
Starring Reality. It's true. Starring Reality.
Reality Gays with Maddie and Poodle. Start with Ryan with Maddie and Poodle.
With Maddie and Poodle.
No, he does a show called So Bad It's Good. We've done collabs with him before. He's coming in to talk to us about He already did it.
Talk to us about some Bravo.
I'm like in between trying to plug and talking about
you
how
don't
great
know
it was.
Yeah, you don't need to plug. thank you for Veronica for doing a special guest appearance.
We can talk about it all now.
Thank you for Darcy for coming on.
And Kenny and Armando.
And Kenny and Armando. Hopefully we get all those videos before this comes out. If not, shit happens.
Y'all, this is a skill. I need you to know how hard this is.
I feel like we're in Quantum Leap right now or in Back to the... where we have to plan things. I'm confused.
I think when people do special episodes for like Christmas episodes, they have to do this all the time.
Yeah,
like talk shows.
We don't do that.
We don't do that.
We don't do that.
It's very hard for me.
I do know when I've gone to see...
I'm too authentic.
When I've seen taping of talk shows that I... because I like to go... they always will have like a big sign by the camera that says like...
it's Christmas!
Monday, January 12th, to tell them what day it is.
Yeah.
And then I think, though, if you're in this show and you're... if I looked at a poster that said March 1st, 2023, and it was February 27th, I would go out and just think I'd pay my rent. I wouldn't know. Wouldn't you always be confused?
I gotta pay rent today.
You gotta pay rent today. It's February 1st. Y'all, it's February.
It's February. Groundhog Day tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow. Y'all.
That little fucker better not see his shadow.
I don't know. We could use the rain.
Shut up. Do you know what has happened to California in the last couple of weeks?
We're still in a drought.
Yeah, but shut your mouth.
Well, I mean, the bottom part. We LA South, we could use a little bit of rain still.
Yeah, fuck the North.
And the Colorado River is still the shits.
Why don't you tamper your...
I'm just saying.
Tamp down your enthusiasm.
Okay, fine.
For a rainstorm.
Y'all, if you're celebrating Valentine's or Galentine's, great. If not... that's fine, too. Just remember, it's a made-up day anyway, and it doesn't really mean anything if you don't want it to. So make it what you want.
Well, speaking of someone who's not going to celebrate.
No, I've never been a Valentine's Day person, ever.
I took the tag off my shoes, by the way, you bitches.
Not this year, though. I know a lot. This is triggering for some people.
I agree.
So I'm just
it's
saying,
triggering for me.
Well, we know.
But not anymore. It's that Sissy's came and sent me a bunch of Valentine's, so it's better for me now.
Well, what I was going to say is there's a moment to rewrite memory. You just do that. So what if you went to a restaurant with somebody? Go by yourself. Go with another friend. Make a new memory. So what if you went to a sex club with your boyfriend or girlfriend and you got fucked by a football team? Go by yourself.
Go by yourself.
And there's still going to be a football team there.
Get fucked by another football team.
You know, I had a dinner last night with a friend.
You got fucked by a football team?
Yeah, I did. Actually, for some of you, my friend Callie Kona that I used to do Arrow with, for some of you AfterBuzz people, because there's like five of you that would go... remember that. But anyway, we were.
Is that show still on?
No, AfterBuzz is gone. But no, some people followed.
Is Arrow still on?
No, no, no. It went off. We closed out the show like 4 years ago. But no, some of those listeners came over here.
I don't
remember
what they put
on. You did AfterBuzz with me and you subbed in and you weren't supposed to cuss and you said fuck and I think the C word on live YouTube and they got written up by YouTube.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was not ready for prime time.
She was not. But no, I was
they weren't ready for Poodle.
Do you ever do this? You're just talking. I was like, da-da-da-da-da. I said, it's over there, you know, in North Hollywood, kind of by, you know, where like Madeline Clark is.
Or where that, the gay sex or that spa. Gay,
or that the North Hollywood gay men's spa. And she went, spa? What kind? I was like, the sex club. And she went, is that legal?
People, oh, yes.
And
very,
I'm like,
quite legal.
Well, yes. And yeah. I just forget. Straight people don't know.
They don't know about gay sex spas.
They don't know
they
about
see,
gay sex.
They see the spa and they're like, oh, maybe I'll go there for a treatment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But not the kind of treatment
no.
that we get.
But there. You can get a facial.
You can definitely get a facial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's free.
well,
you pay the admission to get in,
but
the facial is free.
Just the cost of your soul and dignity.
You know what? Fuck your soul and fuck dignity. We're all going to the same place.
I'd rather have the facial.
Me too.
Anyway, on that note, where are we? So thank you for coming for our digital worldwide
thank
moment.
You. Obviously, the world didn't end.
Yeah, the world didn't end.
That comet still hasn't hit us yet.
It is. Did you see that there is a comet right now? We can see it.
Please.
We can see it tonight in the sky.
If I blame
the green
I
comet.
Blame MILF Manor for this.
Y'all have come at me. You've been asking. I have saved the MILF Manor Minute only for Extreme Sisters. I know that's on the Patreon tier, but y'all, Poodle.
I won't allow it.
Poodle
I
already has his digestives out for him to take during that.
I won't let you besmirch this podcast that filth.
I can't bring it up on another show where he's not already sick to his stomach.
I will not let you sully this podcast with the filth and the slime that is that MILF Manor Minute.
You were pretty shocked when you found out that So Young fucked her son's best friend. That was a pretty great moment to see your face. It happened. Uh-oh, the lawn people are here.
Okay, they were here earlier.
Everybody's
here. I don't
know
what's going on.
If we have to stop, we'll come right back. But they'll probably start blowing by Poodle's window. And Poodle can't help it. If there's an air machine, he's going to get in front of it to let his hair take a picture.
I'm like
every time.
I'm like Tawny Katane in every... rest in peace. I'm like Tawny Katane in everything. I'm like, oh. We should pause.
Y'all, we're going to take a little break. Or not commercial, but we'll be right back. Okay, everybody, we're back from the lawn blower. Boy.
I don't know what happened.
Professional.
This is
that's
also,
us.
Y'all, this is just
turn
what,
on timey.
Yeah. This is just what happens when everyone works from home and like you're trying to record something.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is just what happens.
As we, I looked up, you were watching it to port. I looked up.
That
like,
was another back handspring.
She's doing
it. Your dismount needs work.
She's learning gymnastics, y'all.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think we have any other announcements. I just will say, I know we're giving y'all a lot of content right now, but I'm not sorry about it because everything we're watching right now is good.
It's primo.
Darcy and Stace.
The Extreme Sisters.
It's Extreme Sisters, even though it made you sick, but you've. Still thought about it, haven't you?
Also, I need to make one announcement. I did B-sides with Kim from Cray Cray.
You did? What y'all talk about?
Everything.
Oh, God.
Mostly you.
But what was the subject?
Oh, I just said everything.
Everything.
We talked Darcy and Stace.
Oh, okay.
We talked Love Without Borders. We wanted a full diatribe.
Because you've kept watching that show.
Yes. On Love Without Borders and how horrible Chandra is.
Do you wish that we would have covered it? We don't have the time, but in retrospect, do
you? A little bit, because the show has frustrated me so much.
Mm.
And mostly Erica. Erica. Who is a legendary asshole.
Okay.
I feel like the people chosen weren't. Right. I could go down. And you know who I wound up liking the most?
Who?
Dana, who we made fun of constantly.
The one who didn't know where Ireland was?
Yes.
Really?
And I liked her the most, and the guy she's with is a fucking dick.
Oh.
And he's one of those people who, I said this last night on the pod with Kim, he's an asshole who thinks he's a nice guy, who's the most dangerous kind of person. And when you would call him on it, he's like, no, I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
I know those people.
Yeah, he's just... Anyway,
I knew him so well.
But we talked that, and then we talked a little MILF Manor. And then we
talked.
Yeah,
you did. Aren't you glad you were caught up?
And then Kim said, I don't watch it anymore. And I basically said, she's like, let's not talk about it. I'm grossed out. Normal people are grossed out by it. And what else? We talked about Toe. We talked and our reactions to Toe. We had a good time.
Well, we love Kim and Kyle.
Yeah.
But Kyle's somewhere getting drunk on a beach
He was somewhere like...
having sex with his wife, whatever straight men do, watching football, crying about Tom Brady again. Who cares? Who cares?
I know, it's your second time retiring. No one gives a fuck. You got a pretty face. Great.
Pretty face. Great. You seem nice. That's wonderful. Move on.
And four women in their 80s seem to love you in that new movie.
Boy, they really are promoting everything. Good for them. And did you see them doing like a game show with Trixie Mattel?
Yes.
And Sally Field was giving it to him. She's like, well, I don't know why I'm playing. No one's following the rules. And if she finally beeped, they said, what's the answer? And Sally Field said, how the fuck do I know?
Those women are national treasures.
Well, it's true. You know, Sally Fields, she's got a gay son, too, so she's sassy. But yet they were doing all these things about, like, what is tucking, what is gay culture, and Jane Fonda knew them all.
Of course she does.
And Trixie said, he's like, how do you all the gay stuff? And she's like, I'm practically a drag queen. Have you seen Barbarella? It was funny. Anyway, where are we? What's happening? That's all of our announcements today.
I think we're ready to start.
Are we? We're not, but we are. Let's jump in. Okay, to have peace, there must be strife.
Boy, that's
part one.
We're starting with Danielle.
Let's just talk about who you've all been
and
talking
Johan. So, both of us came pretty hard for her last week.
Again,
and I don't apologize.
I don't apologize. Again, some of you,
it's going
to
get worse.
I want to apologize to one sissy. She might thought I was rude. Because she said, so wait a minute, with Danielle, and she messaged me, this wasn't on it was my personal, and I just said, did you watch Love in Paradise season 2?
Yeah.
And she said, no, and I just said, watch that, then message me.
If you...
That's what I'm saying, y'all.
If you question our opinions on Danielle, you need...
She wasn't questioning, she wanted to know, like, a particular, like, wait, but did they did it? And I'm like, it's already been covered.
Well,
in the source material. So students, watch Love in Paradise.
Do your summer reading.
It was on Discovery, but even if you don't have Discovery Plus.
It's on Discovery Plus now.
It was on TLC, so I think you can watch it now.
Yeah.
You have to watch
TLC Go,
but you can watch it on TLC website.
Yeah. But a lot of your questions, if you haven't watched it, will be explained.
Will be explained.
Yeah. A lot of your questions will be answered about Danielle.
Will be answered. So they just had this fight. When we left them last time, of her basically saying, the American dream. No, there's
the
no American dream.
Your American dream isn't real.
I think most people, I don't think there's any Danielle stans, because our sissies on our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, y'all, we have fun in there. Come at us. And on our Patreon comments, especially our New York City sissies.
Yeah, our
fucking came for Danielle.
Her. Basically saying, honey, you don't have to live in Manhattan. You can live in Jersey. First of all, she would never live in Jersey.
That's the thing.
She's Danielle's, too much
of a snob. She's a snob, and she's cheap.
Yep. No.
And she's lazy.
There are so many negatives to this person.
Yeah.
No, she's reprehensible. She's a terrible person.
I feel like, too, and I don't mean this in talking about her looks, because we don't talk about, unless people like get plastic surgery or do things that are their clothes, but we try not to talk about people's appearance, unless they're just horrible, horrible people. That's why we can say whatever about Ed. But she, I feel like she's aged since Love in Paradise or something. Something about her vibe just feels like seeing her and Johan walk around. I didn't get this vibe before, but now doesn't it feel like old aunt and young son just walking around?
It looks like he's got her. It looks like he's just leading his abuela around.
Yes, like his grandma. Yeah. It didn't feel that way before.
It looks to that. Me. It's also what she's wearing this episode.
Maybe
it's
that's
a little.
It.
It's a little dumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. In her confessionals, she is fresh faced.
She looks better.
Sucked. Like snatch for the gods.
Uh-huh.
And there's something about what she's wearing that is very beachy. She looked dumpy.
I wonder if as she just gets more worn down and more down on the island, if she'll just look worse and worse. And by the end, our hair's just going to be like Einstein.
There was one thing with her where she got in the car and it looked like she was like the doc from
Marty, Johan, give me that dead quick.
We gotta go back to 2015.
Yeah, you gotta fuck me there too.
2035. Her hair was like whoosh.
Johan, fuck me on that hoverboard, quick.
We gotta go back to 1835. So I can also take all the money I can from you, and you're gonna pull provide for me.
Exactly. You've got to put your penis in my flex capacitor.
Oh, diamond pussy. Y'all, if you haven't heard our latest Below Deck episode, I started laughing about it again.
I have to say.
The theme to Diamond Pussy.
I don't mean to brag about ourselves, but I am. But in the editing, which by the way, y'all, speaking of editing, right now we've started to be able to do this on our, we didn't do this week because of Digital Worldwide Moment, but starting, going forward now, our producer Christina's a little more on her shit than Maddie. So she gets these, and now TLC, graciously in Discovery, we love them, thank you, gives us a little preview of episodes. Yep. So we're able to record before. So starting now on Sunday nights, if you're on the $15 Patreon tier, that's the Come At Us tier, right? I think.
$15 is the Come At Us.
Yeah. You're going to get both video episodes of 90 Day Fiancé that night because Christina gets her shit done.
Sunday night. Not this week. No,
it didn't happen this week, even though this is Monday. So it already happened. Yes.
Marty.
But you're going
to go back to.
Because we have, and I thought, why not as a perk for it to just say we appreciate your support. So the $15, you'll get everything we do on Sunday nights from now on. But the audio, I still edit that, and it takes a little more time. So,
yeah.
But I was listening to the audio of our shows, like putting everything up. I was laughing out loud to Darcy and Stacey, like the theater. And where Diamond Pussy was, I was laughing at Below Deck.
That was Diamond Pussy.
And
Below
then
Deck.
There was... what did we go off on in Extreme Sisters? Oh, God. You went off on some fucking tangent. And anyway, I just laughed. It just was nice to laugh at yourself.
Good.
Check it out.
There's always the people who's like, I wish they'd just stick to the show. Yeah, wish in one hand and piss in the other, y'all.
See what fills up first. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever. So they're driving around. So, yes.
And he basically, she's laying it on thick, saying, I can't wait to see your family. Y'all, they show up. Remember, he lives with his family and kind of extended family, nephews, cousins.
Do they all live together?
There are 16 in
Do
that
they
house.
All live together in that? That's what I'm saying. They lived all together in that
And he's
house.
Like, they all love Danielle. I'm like, yeah, she comes in here and throws that money around.
Well,
so,
and... They love her, and they love that he's eventually going to live in America.
And send them money.
Because of Danielle.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure she's nice and she's fun there.
I also think because she speaks, an American who speaks Spanish, they feel more comfortable.
Also, she's fun vacation, Danielle, when she's with them.
Yeah.
My favorite thing, I can relate. She's like, we're only going to stay here for about... 2 days because there's no AC and lots of people. And after about 24 hours, this is her words, I start to get mean and no one wants to be around me when I'm mean.
Tell me you're a poodle without telling me you're a poodle.
I have, at least she's self-aware about it. I understand what she's saying. If I'm in a place where there's so many people in my space,
and
I will.
and you're hot.
Oh. Oh, I get mean too. I get
mean. I mean, I think I probably would too.
It's but I don't think I would have ever said that on camera. So her lack of her self-awareness.
You would totally say that on camera.
Yeah. If I'm on Big Brother, I'll say something like that.
We got to see when they're auditioning again.
So anyway, y'all, they're going to a hotel tomorrow. And she's like, what do you want to do today, love, amor? And
he's like, go to the beach.
She's like, that's my life every day. That's what I want to do. And he brings it up again. But, you know, we're going to New York in a year.
Not ever. Not ever.
Remember, y'all, he thinks they're on Beyonce.
He does. He does.
She lied to him about the show they were on.
She did.
Because she's going the other way.
Like, I thought about that when they showed up at his, and everybody's like, oh, hey. And I went, they all think those cameras are here for 90
Day
Fiance.
They all think he's on 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah.
No. Como se dice the other way?
Yeah.
It is awful that she is manipulating a person like this.
Oddly enough, I know awful. How to say the other way in Spanish. Read between
Yo,
those
we
lines.
Go the other way.
We go the other way.
Like, in our lives.
Otra vez. That's usually when they just put their hand over my mouth and say, shh.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of hot, though, when that happens.
Whoa.
Anyway, she's like, I want a peaceful life. And then this is the idea that how she phrases this. Do you want a miserable wife? In other words, if you want me happy, you'll do what I want. Otherwise, I'm going to make your life a fucking hell.
Because he could have thrown back and said, do you want a miserable husband?
Yeah. Or he.
I want to say this. I don't think he is. I think because he's young and he just has. I think from what we know now about watching so much 90 Day Fiancé, that he seems like a smart guy, but it's just a different. He is a sheltered. There's a sheltered, slower pace
of life.
He's
a man-child.
There's a naivete, and he is a man-child. He worked at a resort. He was fun Bobby guy, whatever.
Well,
she thinks he's stupid, and that's something she, if he ever, quote, gets smarter than her.
Yeah,
or
I
wises
agree.
Up,
no.
She'll freak out because that's why she controls him.
She likes that she can control him.
She wants them young, dumb, and hung.
Yep.
That literally is what she wants.
Yep. It's disgusting.
Ugh.
So, y'all, and he even says, the thing about it is, in his confessionals, you start to see, he says, Danielle thinks this is going to be so easy. Because he relents. He's like, I'm going to let her win here. He says, we'll stay here. And if things are good, we'll stay. If things aren't, we'll go to the U.S. And I'm like, great, she won. And he says, confessionally, he says, she doesn't have a clear picture of what life is like here yet. She's only ever been on vacation. And y'all, she can't do her 10-step skincare routine at his house. There's not enough ice in the DR.
To do that. I really hope that she's like Vicky on the Parent Trap when she goes hiking.
that's the energy she gives me.
That's the energy.
She gives me Parent Trap Vicky energy
she
constantly.
Does.
Anyway,
just
y'all,
walking around with two sticks, just slapping them.
Y'all, they are. She's doing her skincare regimen with the rose quartz and does all that work.
And he's like, I don't know what she was doing, really, and paying attention, because Johan was shirtless while she was doing it.
It was something.
I just went, y'all, he's a very hot man. He's very fit, and he is 6'7".
Yeah.
He's
hot.
We'll just let
that sit.
But there is, a lot of people do like the road. I think there is something about just moving on the face. It can move the fluid out of your face.
Yeah. But y'all, 10 steps is a lot.
I mean, I'm pretty into skincare and I like that. And I think, like, I just, in the morning I do my 3-step, like my,
I just wash my face, put on my moisturizer and put on my,
a wash, a toner, a moisturizer.
Yeah.
And then I'll put on, and then I'll put on like a vitamin C and then a sunblock. That's the morning.
I thought you weren't supposed to do a serum every day.
No, you can do a serum every day.
That's not what my instructions say.
Well, maybe you have a different product.
Oh.
But the product
No one gives a shit about any of this.
You asked. At night I do seven things. But only at night. But also it's like seven creams. I don't like roll my face and take fucking 10 minutes to roll my
seven
face.
Seven creams is a lot.
That's a lot.
Seven creams is also a lot.
Yeah, but look at my skin compared to yours. Actually, your skin can look just like Poodle Nice because right now Clinique is a sponsor of the podcast. Go to Clinique.com.
So anyway, y'all, also, not only does she need a big bathroom, she makes a point of, and this is, and I
this
don't
isn't
know if,
even a normal American thing.
I don't know if this is just her being self-aware. She thinks it's funny. You know how some people will just be like horribly awful because they think it's funny? Oh, wait.
good thing the mic is down.
But the idea of she's kind of awful and she's like, you know, I need a big bathroom for my skincare routine and I need a face. I need a face fridge. I need a refrigerator for things for my face. So she needs like a little fridge for all of her face stuff.
It's not. So I will say this.
Do you have a face fridge?
No, because I live in a one bedroom apartment and I just walk 4 feet to my fridge where I keep my vitamin
you
C.
You do, but you do have
things like vitamin C. Actually, y'all, you should keep your vitamin C in a fridge.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's better. It'll last longer and be more potent in a fridge. Mm-hmm. Some of them are stabilized, but a good vitamin C, no. So if I will say, if I like built a house or had like a bigger house.
You get a face fridge?
I wouldn't mind a little face fridge.
I wouldn't
mind it.
I think it is the epitome of ridiculousness.
And I 100% agree.
Yeah.
100% agree.
Especially if you are saying, and I'm not, she's basically saying, and I'm not going to pay for it. You, my future, or you, my husband, you're going to buy me a face fridge. And guess what? Your house that you live in has no AC. And there are 16 people living in it. And the disconnect that you are feeling, you miserable freak, is awful. And that you can't get it.
I want to know, I wish, does he not work at his resort job that she talks about that paid him so much more? Does he still work there or does he not? I can't, did he get let go because of COVID or
is did he not, take time off for filming?
Or is he not working there because she gets so jealous and she doesn't want him around women where they met? So like,
who knows?
They haven't addressed that. But if you're talking about his money and his... I'm like, this could be a Nicole thing, like Nicole and Nickel and Azin.
That was an issue on the season of Love in Paradise, where she was very concerned about him checking out other women at his resort job.
So I wouldn't be surprised, but we never know why he left that job.
That's true.
It looks like from just the, basically just the unenergetic. I don't know what it's called, but whip slapping. I don't think Johan's really into this meat shop.
It's kind of like, well, I have one in my bedroom. it's a nice little, you know, little, like a variation of a riding crop.
Well, you know what? There's usually flies flying around your ass, too.
Moscas. Moscas.
We need to move on. By the way, y'all, we're working on the marriage. Did you email her back yet?
No.
Well, you're working on.
I'm working on. I had a lot to do in the last.
But
two
it
days.
Is in the works for our "Mary Jesus Lord" shirt and our "We Need to Move On" T-shirt.
Yes. So, y'all, they are. He's like, I can't wait to show you my butcher shop, which has been my business. And she's like, oh, I can't wait. She walks in. There's flies on the meat now. If you've ever been to a place that, especially something that's tropical, and you'll see, I'll never forget when I went to Chile for the first time, the way they left some meat and fish out a little bit longer. For our culture, we would freak the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And they would leave it out during temperate times.
Mm-hmm.
And... I remember being surprised. I'm like, is that not going to spoil? They're like, no. But it did seem there were flies around it. And I was kind of like, well, that's something. But maybe it wasn't really hot that time, but what he couldn't understand, she was like, why there are flies here? It needs to be refrigerated. She's thinking that it needs to be like how she buys her beef at fucking
H-E-B.
Yeah.
Well, not H-E-B. No, let's be honest. She goes to Whole Foods.
Oh, no. She goes to a nicer place than that. Like Gristiti's. She goes to fucking Gristiti's to buy her stuff. So I'm saying that's where she thinks. And it might have been kind of cooler in there. But he's like, you got to have the meat out so people can buy it. And it was like they can't even have a conversation. So I'm not going to say on one way. And she made a comment saying, no, this is why I always get sick when I eat meat here. And I'm like, it's also because you get sick because you don't have different protections for things, bacteria that they have. That's why you get sick when you go to Mexico.
Because even they cook the meat.
Yeah.
So they cook, if a fly lands, I don't know. I don't work for the FDA.
But I'm saying whenever I was not in a FAA or whatever it is.
No, FDA. That's what I said.
That's Future Farmers of America, you rube.
Well, they're dealing with cow meat too.
That was the first time I was, we have different standards in other countries. Mm-hmm. And even when I was in Austria, things would sit out. You go to a butcher shop and things would just sit out longer.
It is like she's never traveled beyond New York City.
Yeah, it feels like that. Yeah. Now, do I think that the production played up the fact and added fly sounds and things like that?
Yes.
Yes. Could it have probably needed a little bit more refrigeration? Possibly. I can't speak for this. I'm not a sanitary expert, but I just know from places I've been that's not America, they don't have the same level of food safety that we do.
That all aside,
she was so awful to him.
This could be a Nicole's makeup shop. This could be something totally, but it's a real shop that he spent time and energy and opened. And the way that she completely talked down to him and made him feel like shit.
And took over and basically not just emasculating him, but making him feel stupid.
She has to make him feel stupid because he needs to be stupid. So that way he'll always let her make decisions.
And so, and it really, he even says, he's
I
like,
don't think Lizette misses Danielle at all.
No. I'm telling you, they actually do miss her because she's the friend they can talk about.
No, that's,
she is the friend. They have a whole text thread that doesn't include Danielle. So Lizette and her other friend just, like, you won't believe what the bitch did today. She brought wine and she took it back with her.
She would be that person.
Danielle is that person.
Danielle takes back her wine. She brings.
They're like,
to
we
party.
All brought four bottles. It wasn't opened.
You do that with your vodka, but that's different.
That's a very different thing. Very different. Very different. I think wine is much more of a social gift kind of thing.
Oh, some would argue and say vodka too.
Nope. Don't see it that way. We're never going to agree. Nope. Anyway, so she's, did you hear what she said? There was one moment where she went, so everyone buys their meat like this? Even rich people?
When she said that, I went, the audacity of this bitch.
Because she thinks with her American money that he's going to make, we'll live like rich people in the DR.
We'll live like rich people in the DR.
Oh, y'all, the thing about her,
she's
such
a snob.
So transparent.
She's such
a
snob.
It is so easy to see. We all know someone like this. That,
and you realize, when she said that, I thought, oh, this is another layer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I think she wants to have the good island life to live there. She does want that. But she also wants to live there because she feels like she's put on a pedestal there.
She's better than everybody else.
Whereas in New York City, people all go, who the fuck are
yes,
you, bitch?
Yes, yes, yes.
So I think the main reason she doesn't want
to be
in America, period. Because in most places in the U.S., people would go,
she's nobody.
You're crazy.
She's nobody.
What the fuck?
But in the DR, she's that mysterious white brouhaha.
Exactly.
With the curly hair.
With the curly
with
hair.
With all the money.
And the witchery
and
the
magic. And the hung husband who we all want.
The guy, the beautiful totem that I can flash around and say, look what I got.
Yep.
Like you said, just cellophane,
she's transparent.
Y'all.
Yeah. And so then, y'all, she puts on her business owner hat and...
Here, let me see. Puts a cigar in her mouth. Yeah, let's do the marriage here. You're
high. Put on my accountant's hat and crunch your numbers.
Which... says the woman who quit her job 1 year early to make $15,000 less a year in her pension.
What does Microsoft Excel say about that? $365 plus $15,000.
Who needs it? I won't need it.
I'm going to manifest it.
This bitch doesn't need to say anything about money.
And that's where this
coffee
is where,
kicked in.
And this could have been done in a way that says, you know what? I see you're doing this with your book, and that's your way of the DR. She's like, oh, come on. No one runs a business like this. You got to put it on a computer, and you got to do it. And everything was done with such condescension.
Oh.
And
disdain.
And you could see he was just feeling worse and worse as it went on. And she was, I said, why is she being so shitty? And then he basically says, he's like, I don't have a computer. And she's like, you need one.
Well, a part of her, a little part of her, not to be too, but a little part of her hates him because she needs him to feel validated and she won't ever admit that. And she hates that a part of her hates herself. And there's a, y'all, with Danielle, the part that she's not being transparent about, I think there is a small part of her that knows she's a fraud.
Oh, yeah.
But
she's aware.
She'll never get to that part.
And then, y'all, she's talking about how
this
much...
This is a feel-good season.
How much she's like... He's like, you expend this money. He's like, so tell me how this works. And then it turns into this sarcasm and just berating him and breaking him down, questioning his... And he's like... Where did you get the money? He's like, you'll never make money in the beginning of business. That's true. And she's like, oh, not even my magic's that good. And by the end, y'all, she is laughing at him. And then she's like, I'm done, and walks out.
I want to know, well, where did he get the money? Did he not get the money from you? Because he hasn't been working.
I think
unless he saved the money from his job.
I think there was a misunderstanding that he couldn't understand what she was asking.
I think so, too.
It just felt like...
Well, as Johan said, the last thing he said, a person who makes fun of me and my business, I don't understand that.
Yeah. I don't think Johan has dreams of... I think he has an American dream, but it's not this very complex thing. It's to have a good life, to provide for a family... And to be able to have fun.
And have fun, but also, you know, this...
That's his dream.
I'm not from the East Coast at all. And so...
No!
Yeah. And so...
I could never tell!
But a lot of sissies from New York talked about, especially one sissy who has family from the DR, talked about just... I mean, I knew there was a thriving DR community in New York City, but she said there's even a lot of people here from the DR that don't speak English at all, that get along and do fine and do well and thrive here.
No, it's all because she can control him.
So... he knows that. He knows a lot of that because he has family. So
yeah.
I just add that for sissies in Idaho that don't know that just to give some context, I went, oh, that's even more of a reason how she's
where Nicole is from.
Him. Yes. Even more though, but more of a reason, more of a context of how insidious she's being to him. Anyway.
We should take a break.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Back to talk about Gabriel and Isabel.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with Me Undies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, Me Undies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, Me Undies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of Me Undies? It's on Me Undies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at Me Undies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com patreon.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
We're back.
Oh, we're just jumping in.
Yep.
Okay.
Just jumping
wow,
in.
Wow, Christina, he just took off your watch. If you
fisted
watching
you.
The intimate portion right now, Jake just took off his shirt.
I just fisted you.
Yeah, he's just biting his nipple at you.
It's time for Gabriel and Isabel.
Sitting right here with us. Ooh. If you're an intimate portrait.
I'm petting your hair creepily.
Creepily.
Like that strange guy who is the theater tech used to try to do and like would rub your shoulders.
Actually, my shoulders. I'd love a theater tech to rub my shoulders now. They
there
always
was,
had strong
There was
hands.
Always that creepy guy.
Always. Yeah.
Who would always try to rub your shoulders. Oh, so awful.
Y'all, tomorrow is it. Tomorrow will be my dancing day.
What's Sorry. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow's a big day. Gabriel's leaving.
Oh, I was like, what?
By the way, speaking of the name Gabriel, I...
Blow, Gabriel, blow.
Blow. I kept, I think on MILF Manor Minute, I kept calling Gabriel Sebastian.
Yeah.
But once as he said, he looks more like a Sebastian than Gabriel, because they said I was referencing some rock star that he looks like.
Well, I can't correct you anymore.
It's great.
So, Love no, it. I can't because I don't watch the show.
It's great. Although some sissy said you knew a lot for the show for not watching it. Maybe you're watching it undercover.
I did not. I'm following along. I watched the first episode.
I'm just saying for the MILF Manor Minute, by now, if you listen, you should speak Maddie. Figure it out. And we'll say what I say.
Do you know without someone, if you did something on your own, it would be completely incomprehensible? Are you aware of that?
I think I'm a little better. It's like I'm not great with directions when someone's in the car because it's like they're in the car and I just say, where do I go? But I'm pretty good when I'm by myself. Unless it's you because you're such a horrible backseat driver. I just, that y'all... that's why if Waze was subscription, I'd pay for it because Jake knows that Waze is smarter than him when it comes to traffic.
And no, I don't think it's smarter than
no, me. No, it's true because even if we drive 2 minutes somewhere, I will put it in Waze because then Waze will tell me where to go. And Jake will say, you need to go over here. Go over there. And I'll say, well, Waze says go this way. And he'll go, okay.
Most of the time, they
it's
do
great.
They do make better choices.
It's worth it. Because he screams at me. Y'all remember that road trip episode? Just screamed at me, and I was a good driver.
No. We need to move on.
Gabriel. I miss that road trip episode.
I don't at all.
Did you see David Archuleta looking buff, by the way?
Oh, yes.
Oh, whoa.
She got swole.
She came out, and she got swole.
She got swole. Her body's amazing.
What happened to us? We came out and just...
We swole in a different way.
Yeah.
We got swole here.
We swole, in our stomachs. And then like a balloon went.
y'all, he's taking all his stuff. Mom is concerned. His mother, Marie.
Marie, the baguettes.
I need 6 eggs. That's too expensive.
No, we can't.
And... It was interesting what he said. The mom was like, why do you need to get married so
so soon, and in a month. And he's like, well, I already spent my 90 days on a visa, and you only have 180 days there in the country. So he's already had half of those. So this is someone who's living down there. This wasn't clear that he's actually spent quite a lot of time down there.
I think this is a more well thought out actual pairings.
I agree. And I think, especially after we saw Isabel, I think the stakes are a little bit artificially inflated for this story.
I think if there wasn't her parents that didn't know he was trans, there wouldn't be any stakes.
I agree. Because
the kids aren't young. They're basically grown.
Yeah, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Because this is the other Colombian storyline we have. Chris and Jamie is a fucking train wreck.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe I'm happy we have.
Well,
this
no one here has gone missing or has narcolepsy.
Yeah. So. Or was dating another internet girlfriend while. Yeah.
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 They are definitely the mama con and baby con of the season.
Anyway, so y'all, we meet Isabel. She's just Nerf gun fighting with her kids.
She's beautiful.
And the whole family is very beautiful.
Well, y'all, if I went to Colombia, I'd be gone for a while.
I've seen some porn made in Colombia.
Oh, my favorite porn stars are from Colombia.
I think mine are Brazilian.
Except for the Chirac. They're my favorite.
We cannot talk about actual gay porn stars.
I love him.
Have you messaged him on Instagram yet? Probably. He's blocked you.
So Gabriel. Whoa, Gabriel. Whoa.
You're too familiar. You think people want to know who you are? No.
No.
Too familiar.
I like to compliment people saying, you're doing a good job.
You're doing a good job.
When you spit in that guy's face, I said, I'm proud for him.
You're going to do a good job plowing that guy, plowing that twink.
You made that look sensuous.
We can move on. Y'all, she's a single mom, two kids, 16 and 11. And she's like, I love to have fun with them. We get a little bit of her backstory here. She was pregnant with her oldest, Sara.
What?
Pregnant with her oldest, Sara, at 17. And this is someone who, she said, most of the men I've dated have been controlling, have a lot of machismo.
So they talk, there's a lot in the daughter. I'm surprised that was just, I love that, but it seems so kind of like, well, that's the way the culture is. But this idea of I experienced this sexist machismo attitude, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I'm rude. Because she's 16.
Because she said the second guy that Miguel's father
was older.
Was older, but also machismo, controlling.
And it sounds like the other guys since then have not been any better.
Yeah.
So.
Which, that's a real, like, one of my best friends is from Colombia, and he's gay, and. Like, that machismo shit is a real, very prevalent thing. Prevalent thing.
So she basically says, and she also says that when she left the relationship with Miguel's.
Okay, just checking.
With Miguel.
I didn't know. I didn't see the light.
With Miguel's father and her parents helped her out.
Yes.
To raise her kids while she went to school to get a job. And it seems that she's like, she's talking. That all the other relationships she'd had were men who were jealous, controlling. So she sees something different in Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I loved his energy. And later on, she's dancing with the daughter, which I think is adorable.
Because the daughter does dance competitions.
And goes to dance school. And gorgeous child.
All three of them are beautiful.
She's basically, and the daughter is so supportive of Gabriel.
Well, let's say Isabel,
they really like him.
Isabel knew Gabe was trans before Gabe told her, because she went on his Instagram and saw that he was trans.
Which, is that clear?
I don't know if Gabe knew that.
Yeah.
He didn't talk about that. But she basically, but I think she was just saying.
They looked,
but
he was so, that night, they looked at his Instagram.
They looked at his Instagram. But then the next day he said,
yeah,
hey, you should know that I'm trans.
Right.
And she said, I did care about, I was a little kind of, not free, but a little kind of like in my head about it. But
right.
I told him I didn't care anyway.
It was probably a good preparation for her. So she saw that and then was able to process it a little bit.
Yeah.
And anyway, he saw the Instagram of the video of him taking testosterone and the progression that was that. And she's like, I had a lot of questions. And the daughter couldn't believe it at first. But she's like, but you know what? If it's good for you, if you're happy, I'm happy.
And they said, and we, and that they basically said, you know, I love that Sarah says, when we saw it, we couldn't believe it, but then we didn't care.
Yeah.
It's not even an issue. I do wonder if it'll be, I mean, where are they in Colombia? Where's Medellin?
Yeah.
It's not a big city. So like, Gabe will be able to get hormones and things there, yeah, and everything like that. So
it's interesting because now they're trying to figure out when to tell the 11-year-old son.
So that's the son doesn't know,
yeah,
about it.
And I think it would be very different if this was a trans man who didn't present so masculine.
Yeah.
It'd be very different story.
Like Isabel said, I was shocked that he was trans because he's such,
yeah,
such a dude and presents so in, yeah, in that manner, and with muscles and all that. You know, they bring up something, and this is for every family to decide, and but they talk about when is an appropriate age to tell a child that,
right,
someone's trans. That's for everyone to decide. I mean, just from like my little, I actually think those kind of things, conversations are better younger than later, actually.
Well, that's a big conversation.
That's a big conversation.
Today,
but, yeah,
with schools,
yeah,
you know, I think it's okay to start talking about
things. Unless you're like, in Florida, it's not a conversation
that's
at
what
all.
I'm saying.
Because you're not allowed.
But it's like a question of do you wait to introduce something to where it becomes so strange that an adult or a teenager goes, that's so bizarre. It's so alien to me.
Well, you know, in our country, we've had a history of delaying and waiting to talk to children about just sex education.
Exactly.
And I think that's gone well.
Well,
we're great at it.
I would disagree that that's sex education.
Well,
that any type of gender.
No, I disagree. But I was, yeah, making a joke that I.
Sexual
think,
health in
I
general.
Think waiting, I think the longer you wait, the worse it is.
I agree. I'm just trying to think about how you would even, I mean, maybe sitting to talking to him about the fact that some people are say that they feel that they are born in the wrong body. Some, mm-hmm, people don't feel, and maybe reading a book, you know, starting off,
yeah,
with
it's
that,
literature
before
like
you
that.
Say, Daddy Gabriel.
No, I don't, yeah, think just dumping it on them, but I think, anyway, I think that, so, well, that's kind of,
because some people, just the other side would say, you favor indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you respond to someone saying, well, I don't want kids being indoctrinated?
I would say to me, that doesn't feel like indoctrination. To me, I feel like that's like saying there's not black people in the world, or that's not indoctrination. That's just the way people are.
See, I would go the other way and say I would say, well, why is taking your kids to Sunday school so early and teaching them all this? Isn't that indoctrination?
It's, yeah, exactly. So,
you know,
anyway,
yeah,
it's definitely I'm glad they're bringing it up because this is things that
it is. These are things that are being talked about right now.
And and it's interesting how, like, we see the other way. And as Americans, we often think, well, it's so much easier to talk about these things here and it's so much better. It'll be interesting how these things in Colombia are discussed and where things are going in some parts of our country now, mm-hmm, that are going to be much more backwards than
yep,
that country, I bet.
Yep. A little bit at the end, she talks to her daughter about what it's going to be like to tell her parents.
Sara's grandparents.
I
and
feel like
very
again,
conservative.
Fakes, maybe her parents, but I think like with the son, it won't be a big deal at all.
I agree, but I'm a little worried about the parents. But
I am too.
To me, this seems like the brightest storyline. I'm
no,
afraid.
I think so
I'm afraid
too.
To say it. What are you doing?
Oh, that's a cord thing. I was like, why is it in my pocket?
Okay, we're gonna move on.
It was in my pocket and it poked me. We're here.
y'all, let's talk about a story for me that feels very unstable, and I'm worried for both these people. There, it makes me nervous to watch this storyline. Jamie and or Chris and Jamie.
I don't know who is more emotionally unstable.
I know. I don't either.
Because now that we're meeting Jamie, oh man, she is a Tasmanian devil of emotions.
And isn't there something about her that feels? I don't think this is, I'm not bringing mental illness into it, but it feels slightly extra all the time.
Yeah, I feel there's a there feels like a desperation to be seen.
Yeah.
And where Chris has her own stuff, but Chris also kind of has this more more contained. I don't know. It just seems like
I think
more
they're
introverted.
They're both
but again,
they're both disasters.
We still don't know why Chris went missing.
Yeah.
Again, y'all, I just want to say, we found out last episode and this episode.
We also have no idea. Don't know if Jamie actually had fake COVID or had real COVID and was in the hospital.
I forgot about fake COVID. I forgot about COVID.
We don't know, or she had COVID and didn't go to the hospital.
I forgot about that.
We don't know. We don't know.
That was last episode.
Mm-hmm. And so there's so many things that are unresolved in this episode, too.
Jamie is over and Jamie is gone.
Let's hope not.
And I'm still
a lesbian. With apologies, Jason Robert Brown. So
Chris is basically
she's video chatting.
They're talking. She's like, I've been waiting to come home for over a year. And Jamie's like, I'm so excited. So she's leaving tomorrow.
She goes, maybe I am crazy. And maybe I don't care.
Maybe I don't care. Where's Chris from again?
Haleyville, Alabama.
Alabama, that's it.
By the way, we had some sissies say, that is backward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it is closest to Birmingham.
It looked very similar to like Duncan or Warrica to me.
Again, there is an Oklahoma story.
Or Wilson.
Maybe not repeat yourself.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't. Those are other towns by my house. You know what reminds me a lot of Ringling? That's what it reminded me of. Well, apparently the Ringling brothers, one of the Ringling brothers was from. That's what I always grew up knowing. One of the Ringling brothers was from Ringling. He got with Barnum and Bailey and they made the circus.
Anyway,
that's what I heard.
I have a feeling that might have been made up.
I don't know. I just realized, are the Ringling brothers from Ringling, Oklahoma?
I hate circuses, so I don't want to talk about it.
I don't love them either. Someone got so mad at me the other day because I have never...
Shocking.
I have never seen that This Is Me movie.
Oh, The Greatest Showman?
Never seen it.
I didn't like it.
I know. We've heard.
Very, very catchy soundtrack.
Anyway...
Movie's
or Water
crap.
For Elephants, and I enjoyed that book. Anyway.
Like, please!
Please.
So, y'all, it is time to go to the airport with Mom and the two kids. And I wrote down, she's dressed like the Wish version of JoJo Siwa.
That's here. What it is. I wrote, what
she's
is she
a
fucking
child.
Wear? What is she wearing?
She is a, y'all.
She's bringing a onesie.
Yeah.
This
is what children wear on planes. It's really concerning.
It's
like JoJo Siwa, but you put her and you age her really quickly. And even JoJo Siwa now goes like, I wore that like
10 years ago.
She's like, yeah, that was pre-Dancing with the Stars. Move on.
Yeah.
And so...
And you just, did you see her packet of Jolly Ranchers? Like, I have a feeling everything is... She surrounds herself with a lot of things of that normally people would associate with childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because something, y'all, something went wrong
I know.
Somewhere.
I haven't walked around the package of Jolly Ranchers since I drank Zima in high school.
With a green Jolly Rancher?
Well, you do green, or you do, I liked green, or I liked watermelon.
Zima was disgusting.
Haven't had one in years.
We drank real alcohol.
Like what? Boone's strawberries. Yeah, that's real. We drank that,
But we graduated pretty quickly to real alcohol. Like 16, and I was, we started off with like maybe 15, we would drink some Boone's.
What'd you just drink for your high school graduation? Just a bottle of Wild Turkey?
Everclear.
Wow. That explains a lot.
I was 17. Get me a martini.
Didn't share your vodka then either, did
no,
you?
No.
So, yes, I thank you. Thank JoJo. But that is the reference because I was like, what the fucking fuck, yeah. fuck. Anyway, she's ready to have a new adventure. I'm pretty sure they're at Will Rogers Airport. It looked familiar to me. So, not Will Rogers. The Arkansas Airport.
I don't know. One. I don't know.
Why do I care?
I don't know.
So, okay. So, that's the deal is with Chris, if you look at her words, it's like, Gabe, I got to say, I'm not that worried about Gabriel and Isabel.
Me either.
If you listen to the way that Gabe speaks, it talks like he's going to someone. He's going to a life. And like one of the sissies came back and said, like, he lives like where Wilton Manors is and stuff in Florida. Very gay.
Very gay. Affirmative.
Didn't our friend from UNT own that? Karen Cole's friend?
Not the town.
No, but the hotel, Wilton Manors. I think
that is not a hotel. That is a town.
It's a town. I thought it was a nudist hotel.
Wilton Manors is a town.
Why would you name a town Wilton Manors? It sounds like houses.
It is a town.
Well, but that's not a good name for a town.
I am constantly astounded by how much you do not know.
Just call it Wilton. Or like... Why would you say Wilton Manors?
It's a collection of manors, of houses.
Well, just a bunch of rich people being bougie, saying we live in Mansionville.
I can't have this conversation.
No, that's not a good name for a town. Even if it is gay friendly.
Maybe you can write to the owner of Wilton Manors.
Well, what do they want to call it? Palm Manors instead of Palm Springs? It looks like a bunch of houses. I don't like it. But anyway, what I was going to say before you waylaid me was I waylaid myself.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Kim speaks. I'm ready for
Chris.
I'm sorry. Kim. Whoa. Sorry about that. Chris talks about she's running away. It's a new adventure, a new life.
Or she's running towards some love that she's not sure she's
going to
see.
I think she's running. Listen again. She's not running towards it. Is all the speak is my time. I raise my kids, and it makes me wonder.
No,
how much of this is about Jamie to begin with?
Oof, this just gives me,
as Poodle says,
really
what is
vibes.
It, Poodle?
What?
You know,
DOA.
DOA.
No, this is DOA. I really
DOA.
I really feel like it's not good. And I also need to say, if anyone knows where I can get the daughter's shirt that says "Breaking News, Nobody Cares,"
oh, you need that shirt.
Let me know.
You need that. That is your shirt.
I am that daughter.
You are that daughter. You are that daughter.
Ugh. So, I wrote down, God, this is sad.
They leave. Mom cries. Son cries. Daughter doesn't cry.
She also is worried about the fact that they've never met each other and if they will even have sexual chemistry. That's a fair fear.
Or if she'll just fall asleep somewhere and Jamie will leave her there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally, like, or like, how do you trust? Like, she's, I don't mean that as a joke. I mean,
no,
this person has to take care of you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know this person possibly had fake COVID? Like, ugh.
Yeah. And you sent her money.
That's why the mom's crying. Because the mom's not worried that her daughter's going to get her heart broken. The mom's worried her daughter's not going to make it.
Yep. Yep. Let's talk about Jamie.
Jamie.
Everybody's talking about Jamie.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She's going to the beauty parlor, going to get her hair done today. She doesn't talk about that ex-girlfriend. Hey, she wasn't sick.
Because
I forgot about that. Sorry, you like kind of whoop.
No, this.
You said I went, whoa.
This is both these people have blots on their past and this relationship. Because here's what we know of Chris,
okay,
from Jamie. She disappears for days at a time.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling this to the gays at the salon.
Alex and
Leo.
Leo.
Are they gay?
Come
Didn't
on.
Notice.
Come on.
Didn't notice.
Come on. They work in a salon.
I know, but some straight men. No, they were very gay. Because especially when Leo's like, Alex, girl, come here. Jamie's here. And he's like, hey, girl.
We knew each other from modeling school.
I think they just started bending and snapping in the middle of the salon.
Yeah. And so basically she's like, I want my hair and makeup done so I look wonderful. And I want to impress her again because they're making this so big because it's the most important thing in their life. They're adding stakes to it. And they're telling them the story. And y'all, no one gets scandalized like two salon homosexuals.
This is true. We find out that Alex knew Jamie because they met 15 years ago because Jamie was a model.
Yes.
She was a child model.
Yes.
And then she did she's very pretty, but she probably what happened to her is what happened to
a lot of
children.
She became a coach.
They grow up and they go, yeah, you're a cuter kid, so now you're going to teach kids how to be
y'all,
models.
Modeling coaches are tough.
They're tough. I mean, she's still beautiful, but I just mean that's what happened. And so she teaches young girls how to be in the modeling world. They have no idea, because she's talking about Chris, and she's like, my fiance, and they're like, y'all, you don't even need to speak. It doesn't matter what language is. You know, girl,
Reina. Queen.
Yeah. A tongue pop in Reina. Any language. Yeah, they're like,
Reina.
What?
So they're like, fiance, what the fuck?
A tongue,
like,
pop,
yeah.
A tongue pop is the same in any language.
It is. It's the same in any language.
So y'all.
But this, what I want to say is we get a bit about, so Jamie worked as a child model. She works in Molly. She focuses a lot on appearances, and she says, I need to impress her.
Yeah.
So she sees things beautiful. That's not who Chris is at all. Like,
Chris has sent her filtered photos.
I like Chris. Like, I feel for her, but I think Chris is, like, a very, like, broken soul, but
she's
seems
a sad
to have
sack.
A good heart.
Yeah.
I think Jamie's going to chew her up and spit her
out. That was my first inclination. Which is why I get, and maybe I'll be wrong, but I get weird vibes from Jamie.
It feels fake. It feels fake, yeah. Inauthentic. And that's easy to do online.
Yep. But anyway, y'all, she said they're basically, they've been fighting. And she's like, yeah, then about every 3 or 4 days, when we would fight, she would disappear. And then I got tired of it. I guess she didn't tell her.
Yeah,
she got tired of it and said, I just went online and talked to someone else. And the
what?
Queen, the queen's, exactly. Chorus of tongue pops. And one of the gays, who is very much pearl clutcher, is like, that's infidelity.
That, yeah.
I'm like, boy, y'all are some really moral salon queens.
Yeah, infidelity, my ass.
Y'all, she's definitely broken up several marriages. she's definitely in a foursome. And they're like, so when did you send the first message to the other person? She's like, that's the infidelity. And
yeah,
she's like,
said,
I don't agree.
She's like, I don't agree.
And then she's like, did you love this other person? She's like, no, I love... and then again, this idea, this gay says, well, marriage is for life.
Well, and Jamie says, well, I do get butterflies with her on the phone. And Alex says, well, what about your sexual chemistry? And she's like, it'll be fine. She has a sleep disorder, though. Like, that's how she follows up with it. And so, and they're like, what? And she's like, yeah, she can fall. She has narcolepsy, so she can fall asleep at any moment. And they're like, what? And she's like, yeah, like, I'm talking to her on the phone. And sometimes she'll just fall asleep. What?
Y'all, no one is scandalized like gays.
No one. Oh. If you need to tell a story and you need
tell
someone
a queen.
To scandal- tell a queen.
Tell a queen.
Tell a queen. That is...
Girl!
You know what? Book us on... If you have a story to tell, book us on Cameo. Write that story out. Do a little video. Send it to us.
I'm not scandalous. I've deactivated mine.
Oh, you paused
Yeah,
it.
I paused. Yeah.
You should tell me. I'll take your link off.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You got to communicate that because I've just been advertising it.
Sorry.
You know what, y'all?
I got tired of it.
You should contact Cameo and say, I wish Poodle told us. No, don't do that.
No.
You needed a break.
I needed a break.
That don't, please, if you ever get back on Cameo, don't do a Peloton peg care. Because, I mean, you did lose 10 pounds, but you were tired all the time.
A lot of cameos.
That Peloton.
Yes. Well, they would start out, and I realized how I got out of breath when
yes,
I was doing a Cameo.
Yes.
Y'all, so. This is very, very exciting.
What?
We have a great relationship with TLC.
We love TLC. We love Discovery.
And they sent us little scene that was cut. And this is that happened with Alex and Leo after Jamie left.
All right.
And so we have a translation of the transcript.
New to me.
Of this,
This is after Jamie left.
I've just uploaded this.
Oh, okay. I didn't get the kind of like Cameo. Didn't know.
Yeah. See you later, girl.
Wait,
pretty.
Who am I? I need to know my motivation.
I'm Leo. I'm the tall one.
Okay.
You're Alex, the short one.
Okay. And action.
Bye, girl.
Bye, girl.
Love to see you.
See you soon.
She always comes in when she wants to scandalize us.
Oh. God, she's my favorite client. I only charge her half just for the tea. God.
Remember her last girlfriend?
Oh, yes.
Ooh,
that
girl.
Hot mess she met at a bowling alley.
Peg from Paraguay.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you know what? She pegged Peg. Could you believe it?
She's
believe
the top
it.
Girl. She is the top.
Yeah.
Maria, I will be over there with your color in just a second.
You're fine, Maria.
Anyway,
Sandra, girl. You look great. Just let it sit. Anyway,
what did
you mean falling asleep? Falling asleep.
Narcolepsy. I do that. I will say that would be a gift for me.
Really?
If I was dating a narcoleptic, y'all, I would take his wallet. He'd fall asleep. I'd go spend something, buy something myself.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you fall asleep, though, when you're having sex, girl? That's when I do my performance.
That's true, but how can you tell? Y'all, your men are so old.
That's true as well. Maybe that's true. I'll just wake up and I'll tell them it's over.
Oh, then you have to. Then you don't have to work so hard.
No, that's fun. Sandra, don't take that out. I put that in your hair for a reason. Suddenly we got Southern. I don't know why.
Jamie's calling me.
Yeah.
Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie.
Yeah. That stuff we put on your hair, yeah, it'll wash out in like 22 hours. Yeah. Girl, stay strong. You're going to be great. She's going to be wonderful. Okay, bye.
Tell your friend we said hi.
Okay. Dead on arrival, girl. It is going to be awful. She'll be calling us to go out to the manhole next week.
Manhole. What are the other bars we go to? What are the other bars? In Spanish, please. What are the other bars we go to?
La biblioteca.
Okay, yeah. Yes, so where else do we
because
go?
Because reading is fundamental.
Fundamental. Where else do we go? I forget. I want three more.
We...
Where else? Quickly, I have a client. I
love Amores Perros.
And where else?
And Mala Educazione.
Okay, there's a theme in these. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Oh, okay. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
That's a lesbian bar that, yes. that's a destination for Spain.
Yes.
Yeah.
With thruples.
Yes.
yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. All right, girl. I'll see you in 20. I gotta go take right. this bitch.
I gotta go take some E. All right. and that we read the transcript, not seen.
Exactly.
I knew those queens read her for filth. That was such a dumb idea, but I'm glad we did it.
Sometimes we just, I don't know what's happening.
They got good drink specials at Vicky Cristina good. Barcelona.
And oddly enough, Bad Education's a very nice bar.
Mala Educación.
Yeah, very nice bar.
Educación, yeah.
Yeah, sure, there's going to be more.
those queens.
Those queens, wow.
Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show, y'all. That's part one.
You only pay for the highbrow
you do.
Stuff.
Y'all, we're going to get part two. Well, for if you're watching the Intimate Portrait, the video, you can click off of this and you can just, it's like Netflix. It just starts playing before. Sometimes I wish it wouldn't. Sometimes I'm not ready.
Sometimes I think there's a limited amount of us that people should be able to
take. I agree. This won't just start playing. You're going to have to go to the other post. Yeah. Sorry about it.
I think it's quite dangerous. It. There's too much of us.
So deep. Let us DP. I'm trying to get people that you're literally talking against us right now.
I'm just being real.
That's the show, y'all. Go to realitygaze.com. We don't have any announcements now. Nothing's coming up. Well, we are planning a collab with DocuSweeties.
Yes.
That's going to be coming up. We'll announce what we're talking about soon. That's with Chris and Wah. We're very yes. excited about that.
Our good friends.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a couple other collabs coming up. And then we're taking a break because we got some shit behind the scenes we need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't poodle sex stuff. Actual stuff we want to work on. Anyway, well, y'all. Yeah, there we go.
It does take work.
It does take work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. But until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in what Spanish bar are we looking for love, Poodle? What's the wrong place we're in right now? Quickly, no. You know, what the something just
the El Rigolo Bigolo. Two for one. Two for one cervezas.
Let's call. Let's call.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.